Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you think you would be able to teach Oscar's new bride, Shannon, how to make chicharron? Do you think you would be able to teach her that? Oscar, do you think she'd be willing to learn how to make chicharron?
I think she would try at least. And Mom, in the past...
I am open. I'm open to teach her anything she wanted. Nobody, when I marry, I don't know anything.
Well, you learned after you learned after you got married.
Until the man taught you everything, right, Mom?
No.
Carla's been great this week. She said, "Do you want to get me a tea?" Yeah, please give me a tea. She brings up tea. I drink the tea. How you doing now? You want me to get your liquid IV? Oh yeah, give me the liquid IV. You want a B6? Yeah, take a B6. How you doing now? Then I go into the bathroom. I take my first slam of Dayquil. Like within 1 minute, I go. It's like, hi, how are you? Mr. Zabalius has left and he's gone for a while. I know you're very disappointed that he's gone.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
iPhones, nothing but iPhones. Why do I start with the Star Wars thing or, you know, almost like every fourth show? I've got to stop doing
that. No, I don't think you do. It's not that often. And you know what? It's great because everyone knows it. It crosses generations.
Well, I thought it would be interesting to start a little tech talk on the Mike O'Mara Show because I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what phone I have. I'm not sure what number this is.
Let's see the front of it.
That's the front.
Oh, that's the 2.
Oh, it's got a button. You got a 5. You got a 5. iPhone 5.
Is this really a 5? Are you sure?
Yeah, 5.
Would it be anywhere on there?
On the back.
I think mine's a 7.
It's right on the back, Mike.
The big screen, so it's a 7 plus?
Yeah, it would say his. I'm going to say his is probably 6. 6, baby. Yeah, there's some writing there. If you could actually read it, that'd be great.
Read it. Nothing but read it.
Does it just say iPhone? Because it just says iPhone 6, iPhone 5.
Yeah, it just says iPhone.
iPhone. All right, well, then go into your phone and hit the gearbox, and it'll tell you.
Well, you have to hit, what are
home you? First. Hit the gearbox. Right. Settings.
Settings.
Yeah, I'm in settings.
Okay, go to general.
All right, hold on. General.
The general will get you.
General.
And then go to about.
About. All right.
Herb, what do you got?
Name, iPhone.
That's a good name.
But
if you go
iPhone.
Down, it's, well, my model doesn't even say what my...
maybe that's why I know, because I write Oscar's iPhone X, or Oscar's iPhone 7, or Oscar's iPhone 6.
My kids named my phone the Rob Machine.
Oh.
Well, now you made me go through all that. We wasted all the time, made me look like an idiot. Now we don't even find out what the phone is, the phone I have.
I think you're bearing
You made
lead.
Me late enough.
I... Name my iPhones. Mike, you're an adult. You don't do that.
Serial number C6.
Oh, that would be...
maybe an iPhone 6.
6.
Duh. That's why I said it. Thank you.
Crack the code.
We're in on it.
Model MN8.
I'll look at my serial number.
L2LLA.
Well, yeah.
Now, the model number would be, if you look up model number...
L2.
My model number is very similar to that, but my serial number doesn't have to do with my phone model number.
L2.
Model number.
L2.
MN.
Yeah, we'll look that up on the web.
8L.
Don't give away your...
L. What?
Don't give away your all those numbers, Mike, on general airwaves.
What? It's just a general model number.
I'd say that, and then you get mad 10 months later when you're like, someone hacked my phone.
Chinese.
iPhone 7. It's the 7.
Cool.
Man, that looks like a slightly worn iPhone 5.
How many generations? They've had, what, 12 since then? Since the 7? Is that
the 10, technically, if you're talking about today, is the latest and greatest.
Yeah, but they announced a new one yesterday.
But there's a 10 max, too. And
yeah,
a
you
10
should get the max.
Long. But I won't get it unless...
Long.
Didn't you get a thing where you get all the new ones, even if they're like $1,000, which they're saying this one is?
I lease my phones. Why own when you can lease?
But these phone, the phone now, I watched, believe it or not, Oscar, just like you, I watched the debut this week of the people that, the
Apple
iPhone
show.
People that came out, the Apple show, and they came out and they talked about their great product. Here's a, here's some advice to the Apple people. When you're showing that condensed version of the press conference, I don't need the watch deal. Don't show me the watch. Are you are they still hocking the watch? Does anybody have the watch?
I have the watch. I do not wear the watch. But now
he has the watch. Does he not have his soul is full of gadgets?
He has everything. Of course. Been. Do you look at the watch using your Google glasses?
The watch is better than Google Glass. Google Glass is a mistake.
The Google glasses are on the scrap heap of your gadgets, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're on the
Weren't you? What you was like? You were an explorer. What did they call the people that bought them?
I was an explorer.
Yeah, Google Explorer.
Yes. That's right.
I have a shelf at home, and it has all my retired gadgets and displayed properly in the box. They like keeping the box. I think it's important.
Yeah, for resale value.
Google Glass, and that was a big mistake. The Google Watch has been improved, especially for I would say the two gentlemen I work with outside of Pony. Because it's got an EKG on there. God knows we're going to need the paddles for both of you, and we got to figure out what went wrong.
Isn't it cute to figure out the exact time that he has to go to his stockpile of fat joke when he gets into something indefensible?
Yeah, so I've confirmed that the iPhone 7.
Can't spell fact without
it's an
fat.
iPhone, it's an iPhone 7 that I have. It's an iPhone 7.
Mike, I actually have footage from the debut, that Apple ceremony. You want to hear a little bit of how it went
Let's
down?
Let's listen to the Apple press
the
conference.
Apple.
There it
Apple.
Is.
Hey.
Right.
Every year. I love
hey,
it.
Hey, Apple.
Still gets me.
Hey.
I'm thinking
so still,
Tim
so they're still trying. All right, turn
Tim
that off.
Cook.
Thank you. They're still trying to hock the watch, right? Yeah. They're still trying to hike
EKG.
The watch. But nobody cares about the watch.
No one likes the watch.
I think I might have seen Chappelle wearing the watch doing comedians in cars getting coffee with
Did
Jerry
you know the
Seinfeld.
Watch now does not need a phone to actually work? That's the big
really?
Yeah. So that's
you know that I don't need the watch to actually work.
You can have the watch. And Mike, I know you like walking around.
That was funny. That was not as funny as Adirondack chair, but that was.
Imagine you taking a long stroll by yourself. One less thing to carry. You can have the watch, and you can answer like Knight Rider. Answer all
my
your phone
watch
calls
right
on your
now,
watch
my
without a phone.
You do like watches.
I do, but I don't. I don't wear watches.
Let me play devil's advocate. What if you had a watch that vibrated every time you got a text message to
I'll show
you
my watch that I have. That's how banged up my watch is.
That's a good watch, but it's not a smart
see
watch.
How it's bent. Yeah. This is a Trazer. This is a Trazer watch. Trazer. I have had this watch
What's
on my wrist.
Number?
It's a 7.
Stop it. I have worn this watch for about as long as I have worn any watch. I usually switch them out and wear different watches.
Is that the one that lights up the best?
That's the one that lights up. My favorite quality of a watch. This is a police watch from Europe. That I believe is used by legitimately used
Did
by
it
maybe
come
a
with
Swedish
a belly club.
No, it but it's Swiss made. It's really if you look really close, you
and
can
a whistle
see that it's got a cracked face.
Oh,
and,
not made so well.
I've worn this watch for so long because it's still going. It has amazing battery life, and it's
original
it's
battery.
Yep,
that's great.
I've had it for years, and I wear it all the time. Years and years.
Does it keep
and,
good time?
Yeah, it
with,
keeps
with
great
an
time.
iWatch, Mike, you could actually change the face every day and have a new watch every day.
Yeah, but he's always promoted the Apple products.
Yeah, I
and
watched
the Apple
videos.
Computer changed my life, so I'm very I'm happy with that. But the iPhone, I'm just not sure whether I want to take the plunge into a brand new iPhone. It's still the gold standard, is it not?
Yeah. It is, and Mike, quite frankly, if you're happy with the 7, the leap to the 10 is going to cause just problems.
Yeah, I you know what I don't like? I don't like on
I'm
the 7.
I'm not happy with the 7.
Okay, well, you're going to be on there is a learning curve to use a phone without a home button.
And I don't like
and
the
I'm
home
still
button.
Learning.
I don't like the home button on the 7. That's when the home button stopped being a click button, and I like being able to feel it click
you like
in.
Tactile buttons.
I do like a tactile button.
Yes.
I do. And so how do you do without a home button on the new one?
A lot of guessing.
Well, I mean, I watched Rob Ford using an Apple mouse pad yesterday, and he was trying to figure something out, and he was using, for everything, he'd go one finger, then two fingers, then three fingers left, three fingers right.
Magic pad.
There's all sort of magic stuff going on, and I don't like the notion of having to count my fingers before I do something.
Eventually
by the way,
we'll
Apple mouse
there,
board
yes.
on an Apple computer is the greatest thing in the world.
Marvelous.
Once you get used to it. It's marvelous. I like it indeed, I do.
Like, we use our faces. or our passcode to unlock the phone. The face.
You mean for the Apple 10?
Yes.
Do you have it?
Yes. I've had it. Oh,
can I see
I've
it?
Had it for years.
Oh, don't play into his game.
Let me
Well, you don't have the brand new one, though.
Oh, no. I will upgrade. I will upgrade in November because that's when I'm due for my refresh.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Very good. And you get one every year, right? A brand new one? Look at that.
Ew.
See, that's a... See, the larger screen face, the larger screen is something that I probably would like.
I went to the larger screen last time, the larger phone, because that helped me see.
The 10 long, that's, right?
Yeah, it's the 7 long.
The 10 long. And that's what thick. I want, Pony. I
it's
want the
long
10
and
long.
Thick. Mm.
Hey.
I've wanted the 10 long since I've been 13 years old, but it'll never happen. I watched a lot of content in the movies, and I said, boy, I'd love to be a 10 long, but that's never going to happen.
Mike, Those don't days, do it. It's all glass. You're going to break
get the
it within
Irish
the first
short.
Week.
I'm going to get the iPhone Irish short.
Where the iPhone, the I stands for Irish?
Absolutely. That's
the Irish phone.
How do you like the 10? Tell us all. Sell me this pencil.
Okay.
Sell me the 10.
Hello, Oscar. Sell me this pencil.
If you don't treat your gadgets like a grizzly bear, like Mike O'Mara, you will love
this
phone.
Why do you continue to say, do you know how long I've had my computer without a mark on it? I've treated it very well. My phones do not break. My wife's on her.
We just upgraded your computer last year.
Yeah, but my wife's on her fourth screen with an iPhone, and I have never I have never cracked a screen.
See, the problem with Carla is butterfingers.
She drops things.
Yes,
she's
got
the dropsies.
Yeah, got the dropsies.
But as I told you in the pre-show, I told you she's a wonderful wife.
Yes.
Based on the fact that I've been sick for our anniversary, where I'm not feeling all that well today. And thank you. But anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. Get me back to the iPhone.
Okay.
Don't digress. This
get
time,
Carla this Please. Phone. See how she does. If she has the dropsies, see how long it takes her to crack the screen. This is supposed to, the new iPhone is supposed to have the strongest glass ever made onto a smartphone, ever put onto a smartphone. If
right.
it can, if Carla can actually keep it from cracking, then you can get one.
Can I do that thing that you do? Can I switch to like the lease program? Where,
yes,
where
you can.
Do,
you walk I'm into any Apple store and say, look, sir, I would like to lease a phone.
You'd like to lease a phone?
Yes.
Well, you need to walk to the Apple store, wait 70 minutes, and then you say, I'd like to lease a phone.
How much do you pay? How much do you pay
monthly?
A month just for your phone?
If I'm not mistaken,
not the service,
including
the itself.
Insurance?
Yes.
$39 total?
That's it?
Yeah.
Plus service, though.
And he said not including the service.
Okay, just
not including the service.
Yes.
So including it would be whatever your carrier
whatever
charges.
On my, whatever they're fleecing me for.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So $39 a month, and you're gonna you in November you'll be able to get the big like $1,000 phone.
Yeah, unless they have a pull ahead program, which is like a 30-day come in early and get the new phone. It says November.
Oh, so you like this phone so much that you're not like super deluxe in line waiting for the new one like you were with that.
In the past, I would be. At this point, I've become an adult. I'm 40. I feel like if it's good enough for now, I can hold off for another month.
But this is a product that, by the way, are they on sale yet, these
you
phones?
You can order, you can pre-order, and they ship today, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go into the Ellsworth Apple store.
You should get the Max. Maine. Get the Max. It's going to. This is where I think this phone makes a big difference. If you have children, taking pictures with these new phones, which are the
10s. Massive deal for me.
The
next
10s.
Next to, you know, using the phone for my timer.
Yes.
That is one of my all-time
biggest
things. You
turn into Ansel Adams with these phones.
See, I'm excited about that. I'd love, because he's right at the age where I want to just take tons of pictures of my little guy. That's fantastic. I want to take pictures of mommy throwing away
one.
His Nerf guns because he shot the dog in the eye with
that's,
it.
That's still
and,
holding?
He's done.
Are they thrown away or did you give
they're
them?
They're gone.
You
don't
or they packed up in the basement.
Yeah, they're gone. They're stored.
Ah, good man.
They're put aside. We'll probably sell them at a yard sale next year. That's probably what we'll do. You know, because we've got an arsenal. We've got an arsenal. You know, because we and really the way to get people up here to show up at your yard sale is if you put gun sale up on the road. I think it's kind of fun to watch all the pickups pull into my driveway and they get pissed off and drive away. They're Nerf guns. They're Nerf guns.
Mike, there is a
vote Democratic.
There is anyway, a second. What? There is a second option. You could take the toys and put them in the family home up there, and the family will just take them.
Yeah, that's true. They go even though they don't have small children anymore. Well, some of them have grandchildren,
sure.
So that would work.
Well,
would
anything
work
of value
well.
They might want to take. Yeah.
That would be
case.
The dumping grounds.
Right. Well, if I was allowed in that house anymore, but I'm not. Thank you. It's been a great summer. Let's start the goddamn show. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that stick.
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy.
Harlan Sanders.
Come on over and try my crispy.
The real one.
It's entirely different. Mean. Yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy. And I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No.
This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
You say cut it?
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it? Yeah.
Come on, Harlan.
Take two.
Carl, if you read it.
Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. But every bit is. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different.
Oh.
Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit is finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit is finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you. With our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls, our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please, let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by our favorite NorCal realtor. His name, Alex Papp.
Love Alex.
Are you renting? Don't be a rube, renters. Now is the time to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, truly Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS.
He does.
TMO.
He even spells
Friday,
it right.
Everybody. Happy Friday. Mail. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Just stop looking at homes online.
Most folks.
Or stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call.
Extra crispy.
Personal cell phone. You see, Alex has found a way to cook chicken deep down. So he makes his real estate transactions are extra crisp.
Crispy!
Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call. on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Find your next home today. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Wheatland to Rockland to Auburn to Sacramento and everywhere in between. We got a lot of listeners out there. Yes. Help out old Alex because he loves this show and we love him. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129, BRE 0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
You see,
Rob's figured out he's figured out how to cook that fruitcake deep down. So most folks know that is one of the greatest outtakes from a recording session I have ever heard.
Maybe
that
the greatest.
Colonel Harlan Sanders. You know, before they were using comedians like Norm Macdonald to sell fried chicken, they had the original guy, and he was the spokesmodel. He wasn't the guy that invented the chicken.
He didn't invent the actual chicken, but he did invent a cooking process.
So Harlan Sanders, was he the guy? Yes. Was he really the guy?
The secret to Kentucky Fried Chicken is fried chicken in oil, but they fry it in a pressure cooker.
Oh,
the oil is Rob in the pressure cooker.
Did you see Rob when he did that? He looked like Ed Helms.
Giddy. He's giddy.
But they cooked it in a pressure cooker, and his head went.
I've done it. I've done it.
Smarty pants. Did you ever do that at VCU or in high school? I'd pop you right in the eye when you did that.
You see, that's why we get along so well now.
Listen, Spiewak, you're fixing the curve.
I never busted the curve. Never retrograding curve. Promise you. But I did one time do it. I got one of those cookbooks. It's like the secret recipes that you can make at home. And that's when I read
about
it.
They don't just throw it in a deep fryer?
No, it's a pressure cooker deep fryer. And I can't imagine the danger of perfecting the process of not only superheated oil, but superheated oil under pressure.
That's how my mom makes chicharron.
Makes what?
I'm sorry. I've never talked about chicharron before.
I don't think so.
What's chicharron?
Chicharron is a similar type of chicken that she cooks in a pressure cooker. And frankly,
It's Bolivian fried chicken.
It's Bolivian
BFC.
Fried chicken, but it's more like a Mongolian chicken that has soy sauce, 11 herbs and spices. It's amazing.
Really? Tell us all about it. I'd love to hear.
Is it fried?
It's baked and then she fries it.
Double cooking process.
Double cooking.
It's like braising kind of.
Yeah.
That's what you call it.
How long does it take?
My mom wakes up around 4:45 in the morning on your given holiday.
You see, she's found a way to cook chicken
deep down.
She knocks on everyone's door to tell them what she's doing because she wants us all to feel guilty about not waking up.
Can you describe chicharron? What is the final dish like? It sounds delicious.
It's usually served with a melody of...
Medley.
Damn it! With a song and some fried rice. Which she puts together, quite frankly.
Sounds phenomenal. I mean, I've only experienced one culinary move with you, and that's
barbecue.
When you had me over for the barbecue, and you brought meat that had been marinated at your mom's house, I believe.
Yes.
And it was like the best barbecued meat on a grill that I'd ever eaten in my life. I think I ate most of it that was there. Like, it was delicious. So this chicken it sounds phenomenal. It sounds really,
man.
Really good.
And when my mom's making chicharron, it's like she's ringing a bell. She'll tell me that to guilt me into coming over. By the time she's done saying chicharron, I'm in the car driving.
And it's on the bone with the skin and everything.
Fantastic.
Like that.
Mike, I have brought up chicharron on Wikipedia, and it reads like this. A chicharron is a dish consisting generally of fried pork belly or fried pork rinds, but it may also be made from chicken, mutton, or beef. Chicharron as a dish with sauce is a finger food snack popular in Spain, Latin America, and other places with Spanish influence, like Bolivia. The singular form or term of variant is also used as a mass noun, blah, blah, blah.
So it's a fried product?
Trying to find the...
Yes, also a famous character played by Adrian Garcia / Pantiflas.
Cantinflas.
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 What is his name, Rob? What is it?
Cantinflas. He's most known for Around the World in 80 Days to American audiences.
Cantinflas.
He played Passepartout.
So we didn't find out is it fried, baked, broiled? What exactly
it says,
is it?
You know what it says, and it keeps bringing up, that it's similar food. It's similar to pork rinds.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it. I'm looking at some right now.
So it might be largely chicken fat that's
fried.
Is it
extra crispy?
Oh, it's fantastic. It is great.
But you're not telling me. You're not
a foodie,
so you're not even.
I'm calling my mom right now.
I'm
calling my mom right now.
Will you eat the crap, for God's sake? Come on.
What do you mean, eat it?
Well, you eat it.
Don't just look at it. Eat
Rob Spiewak would be able to describe it down to the very, very last detail, and you can't.
In the Dominican Republic, chicharrón is prepared by washing and drying chicken.
Mrs. Zabalos.
Oh, no,
how
don't do that.
Whoa. Hey, Mom, we're gonna call you back on the air. Are you free?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Love you.
Okay.
All right, ciao.
This is great. I will not be Larry. I will finally be able to speak to Mrs. Zabalos.
The chicken is prepared by washing and drying chicken and cutting it into small pieces, which are then seasoned with a mix of lemon juice and salt. The batter is made from flour, pepper, paprika, and salt in a plastic bag in which the seasoned meat is then shaken, then deep fried without removing excess flour or skin.
Oh, God.
So it sounds like an exceptionally fatty fried chicken, which is perfect.
Like I just sent them my home number to Pony. Pony's calling in. My you should know a little background before you get into chicharrón. My father has left the country once again.
Yes,
he is scheduled to come back. I asked Mom, I was like, "When's Dad coming back?" He goes, "You won't believe this. El noviembre 20th." And I said, "November 20th, right before Thanksgiving?" And she said, "Sí." She goes, "I don't have enough break from him." And I said, "What is going on? The man just leaves."
So she is the one. I always knew she was the one.
Right, she's the one.
She wants him to stay away.
Yeah. I think my mom might be on the line now. Are you calling? What's going on? Talk
to us. It is calling now.
Dialing for dollars.
Chicharrón in Bolivia is made.
My mom is the
worst. She's calling all her friends to tell her she's going to be on the radio. Chicharrón in Bolivia is made of pork ribs seasoned with garlic, oregano, and lemon, then boiled and cooked in its own fat, usually adding beer to the pot for more flavor.
Totally different dish.
Yeah. Pork chicharrón is usually served only on Sundays and is eaten with la yawa, a tomato salsa, and mote, a type of corn.
A totally different dish.
Yeah. The other variations are made with chicken and fish.
All right.
I have to call her to help. Mom.
Hello.
Mom, I love you. You got to hang up the house line so we can call you back. Press el off on the button. Off.
Off?
Yeah. Turn it off so we can call you back on the home line.
Okay, I put it off the TV, you say?
Yeah. No, not
no,
the TV.
No, the TV.
El teléfono de la casa no está atendiendo.
Oh, ya está sonando.
Sí, ahorita te vamos a llamar, all right? Pero tienes que colgar. Okay, I love you, Mom. Bye-bye.
It's so cute when he speaks Spanish.
You think I'm kidding when she calls me to check her email. I have to drive to Olney to check her email. This lady knows nothing about technology.
Well, that's what makes the email so convenient.
God bless her. She goes, "Oh, it's funny. It's making noise." Yes, because it's off the dial.
This is wonderful. Very, very exciting.
This is my life. Everyone thinks it's sweet and all chicharrón. No.
Does she serve it with homemade bread?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
I love this woman.
I do too.
Hello.
Oh.
Mrs. Zabalos, it's Mike from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm doing good, but right now I cross the line.
That's quite all right, ma'am. We are delighted to have you on the show. How is every little thing today?
Very good. Only little narrow break with a storm, you know?
Yes. Are you watching the hurricane coverage down in the Carolinas?
Yes, I do. It made me more nervous. That's why I grow with my husband, Phil, in natural disaster. I grow all my life with my kids
in that
way.
She grew up
with
my dad going
to natural
hurricanes.
Disasters.
Yeah,
sure. I understand. You don't need to prop me up.
I'm sorry.
I know what she's doing here.
She's
hey, you know what we were talking about, Mrs. Zabalos? We were talking about chicharrón. Oscar was describing chicharrón and talking about how wonderful it was. And, you know, Rob and I, we love food. Your son eats a bit, but he doesn't eat like we do. And when he was describing the chicharrón, it just made my mouth water, and it sounds like it's fantastic. Is that the best thing that you make for your family? Is that their favorite dish, chicharrón?
No, it's not the best thing, but once in a while I do it because it's hard to do it, you know?
Right,
it takes a long time.
Yes, it takes a long time.
Depends what you want. Chicken, chicharrón de pollo, or chicharrón de pork.
Okay, different options.
Oh, so you make pork and you make chicken, and they're different dishes, right?
And different dishes, I can do one day one thing, I can do another day another thing. But those two dishes, they are hard. But the chicken the other day I did, I made it, they were... For many years, I don't do it, and then was good. They were crazy about it because when they were little, younger, I did more often, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you think, Mrs. Zabalos, do you think you would be able to teach Oscar's new bride, Shannon, how to make chicharrón. Do you think you would be able to teach her that? Oscar, do you think she'd be willing to learn how to make chicharrón?
I think she would try at least. And Mom, in the past...
I am open. I'm open to teach her anything she wanted. When I marry, I don't know anything.
Well, you learned after you got married.
Until the man taught you everything, right, Mom?
No. Because you love that person, you learn. My mother-in-law was excellent cooker. And then from her, she never teach me, but I look at what she did.
Oh, so you observed your mother-in-law and you were able to learn that way.
But you wanted to make dad happy because he's the man of the house and ran the home.
Mrs. Zabalos, let me ask, has Shannon showed interest in cooking or doing things around the house to you? Has she asked you any questions?
In the kitchen, not much, but it's different now. She's the way that my son.
Yes.
She's learning a lot. I am very happy with her.
Oh, you're happy with her. That's what I was getting at. That's wonderful.
Has she ever observed or asked questions about the vacuum cleaner?
Hey, Rob, you got her.
That's
there
good.
You go.
Thank
you. That's wonderful. That's
wonderful.
That's
mean.
No, don't be mean. I am curious, though. You say that chicharrón is not the greatest thing you cook. What, in your opinion, Mrs. Zabalos, is the greatest thing you cook?
Paella.
Paella.
Oh, yeah. God, the best.
God. That's one of my favorite dishes. I would love to. I'm just going to come up to Washington, D.C. I'm going to go drive out to Olney.
Let me know. I do one excellent barbecue. The way I do it with good beef is the best thing. Good costillitas, you know?
Ribs.
Ribs.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Next time I'm in Washington, instead of staying at a hotel, I'll stay with you, Mrs. Zabalos, and you'll cook
with
for me.
I have a lot of room here.
That's wonderful. And I'll do something to earn my keep, like I'll power wash your deck or something like that.
Deck is shiny now.
Oh, why is your deck? Who power washed your deck, Mrs. Zabalos?
I pay somebody.
Oh, God love you. Chicharrón. I really hope to sample, have a sample of all of your wonderful cooking. Yes, Rob.
While we're talking chicharrón, this may shock you, Mrs. Zabalos, but Oscar was horribly vague when he was describing the process.
Yes,
Is the meat both baked then fried? Is that how you cook it?
Yeah, the chicken. The chicken, what I do is I cut in pieces. The big piece you have in like a leg,
yes.
I cut in two. Then I macerate it for 2 hours in good wine. In good, no wine is a strong liquid like a cognac, or whiskey or rum.
Oh, wow.
I put it for 2 hours.
Rod.
Then I take it off that, and then I fry first with nothing.
Oh, my God.
And then... I don't fry. I take it off all the blood they had of the meat.
Right.
And out. Then I put in the...
pressure cooker.
What I say? I put a black pepper, salt, and then I put the in the flour.
Okay.
No, in the flour. It's in the maicena. It's like
it's moving. It's moving.
You know?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And then I fry.
Oh, man.
Then the soy sauce. Mm-hmm. This is more like stylus in Spanish. There's more Chinese food, my Chinese chicken,
yeah.
But a different way, you know. When I live in my country, when I was.
And what do you serve it? What do you serve it with?
With chaufa rice. It's a fried rice.
Wow.
You know what?
So even though it has Asian flavor to it.
My arteries are starting to clog just hearing this. This is fantastic.
Even though the flavors are Asian, the cooking process is Bolivian.
Yeah.
Okay.
The name is only the Asia, but the cooking, what I do is Bolivian. It's different from any chicken you can buy in the Chinese.
I've never had it anywhere else, Mom. I love it. Oh.
Well, before we let you go, thank you for that beautiful description of the food.
More welcome. Everybody in your work, they can come. Tell me how many people. I used to have 80 people.
Oh, wow.
100 people in my home. And then they were welcome. Everybody loved my food.
We're going out there to eat.
Absolutely.
When I come back to Washington, we'll be up there in a couple of years. I'm really excited about that.
Come with your wife.
You know what, Mrs. Zeballos, you know, it's hard for me to leave Florida once I get down there. It really is. It's really hard to get me out of that state. But you know what? I'll tell you something. Get a few more hurricanes, you get me out of there permanently. So anyway, that's wonderful. You know what? That sounds like, Rob.
Unreal.
How great does that sound? Delicious.
I can taste it in my mouth.
But at the root of this, Mommy, it's to make sure that your man is happy, right? That your man is taken care of, that he's fed, that he understands how important he is, right? The man in the world.
I do.
Yes.
Yes. All women should know that.
No,
all women
don't boss me around. But I will do it the nice thing.
And, don't boss her around, remember, but she'll do nice things for you.
That's right.
And now, do I understand that Mrs. Zeballos, that Mr. Zeballos has left and he's gone for a while? I know you're very disappointed that he's gone. That's enough. That's all I need. God bless you,
bingo.
Mrs. Zeballos. That's it. That's a bingo. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. That's the bit right there.
Bye, Mrs. Z.
That's the bit right there. We got it. Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's exciting. That was great.
That was her best call ever. And you did ask a couple of questions that were a little Larry-like. I don't know if that was sense memory or not.
Yeah, do you like the fried and the baked?
Do you do it both ways?
How does that work, Mrs. Zeballos? You know, I like calling her as me for a change.
Yeah, it's nice.
You get through the accent, you get all the real in you.
Yeah.
And just a pure laugh. Are you disappointed he's gone? Don't come back. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Talkspace. Talkspace is the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist anytime, anywhere, using your computer or the Talkspace mobile app. With Talkspace, anyone can get therapy, and for much less money than traditional therapy costs. I've been there. I've gone to therapists. You know how expensive it can be. Mental health is wonderful. It really is. You have to get the help if you need it. You can start right now with a licensed therapist that understands how to live your life, how you live your life today. No appointments, no leaving the office, and no judgments. You talk with the same therapist every time, and they'll be there to listen and help you make positive changes. Sometimes all you need is someone to listen, and Talkspace is there for you. Check out Talkspace.com and read about Olympian Michael Phelps and how therapy helped him. It can help you too. What I love about Talkspace and what I love about the way they're doing this is they are making mental health professionals available to everybody.
Yes.
And that is a good thing. You hear about it, you read about it. This is wonderful. If you think you need to talk to somebody, you can do it now. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS to get $45 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's TMOS and Talkspace.com/TMOS and start feeling better today.
Check out check out that website. That Phelps story is very amazing.
Yeah.
You think about that guy who was at top of the world, and he was beating himself up.
Sounds like you all need to talk to somebody.
It's true.
You know you've got a cold when Oscar sniffles and you thought it was you. That's it. You know. Oscar goes, and I'm like, did I do that? And I've been making those sounds all morning long. Hey, can I just say kudos to the Vicks family of products?
Lavoris.
I know we don't get traditional advertising on this show all the time. We do occasionally, but it would just delight me. I could be a walking, talking spokesperson for DayQuil and NyQuil because I have been through any cold that I have year after year after year. It's always those two products.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something. I woke up this morning. I got this cold coming back from New York. I've had it all week long. I get this cold. I wake up this morning. My little guy crawled into bed maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's kicking me in the nuts like 15 times every 5 minutes. And I wake up, so I get an average night's sleep, and I wake up, and Carla says, "How you doing, honey?" And I'm like, "That put up. You want me to get you a tea?" Carla's been great this week. She said, "You want to get me a tea?" "Yeah, please give me a tea." She brings up tea. I drink the tea. "How you doing now?" "You want me to get your liquid IV?" "Oh, yeah, give me the liquid IV." "You want a B6? "Yeah, take a B6. "How you doing now?" Then I go into the bathroom. I take my first slam of DayQuil. Like within 1 minute, I go, it's like, "Hi, how are you? How's everybody doing?" And really, 4 hours from now, I will be again going, I was up yesterday. I power washed everything. I power washed my body. I power washed the boat. I power washed the deck. I power washed the furniture that was out on the deck. I cleared off the furniture. It was fantastic. Well, actually, Carla cleared off the furniture. She took it and put it in the garage. That was it. But I'm, we're getting ready for the mass exodus right here.
Right.
And then I'm like, "Wow, this is great." I said, "I'm feeling so strong compared to the day before. This is really great. I've turned the corner."
Good.
No. It's the Vicks family of products that's making me turn the corner. So there's the endorsement. I don't get paid for that. You know, Talkspace would love me to endorse them like I'm endorsing the Vicks company right now. But instead, I'm choking on my own spit when I'm doing the Talkspace
how
commercial.
How long from the first slam of DayQuil before you see that that ray of sunshine?
I'm not going to gross people out, Rob Spiewak, but I'm going to say within 10 minutes
yes.
of me slamming that beautiful orange nectar of the gods,
yes.
the expectorant worked. And it was right up here, and I just went, "Hey, I'll be able to do the show and sound good." Yeah. Yeah. But tomorrow I've got to play in a charity tournament that's like 18 holes of walking mountains, and I know I'm going to be dying.
What about so resting? What about just taking a beat?
Because for 3 months, this has been on the calendar, and this is a benefit for the hospital. My uncle founded. And I have to be there.
This is end of the year event at Bushwood.
This is the end of the year
event.
They've
already had Caddy Day.
I didn't pay for it. I'm invited, and I don't want to overstate my abilities, but let's be honest, they kind of count on me. you're not dealing with the people that love the game as much as I do.
Not so a lot of scratch golfers on the course tomorrow.
They're just really hoping that they get a couple out in the fairway, and your boy's kind of shouldering the burden for that one.
They do that thing where it's the best ball played?
It's best ball. It's a scramble.
Okay.
It's a scramble. And the greatest thing about it's called the Scudic Scramble. That's the name of this golf tournament. And it's over.
You don't play it out on that big rock beach, do you?
You can throw a rock at that rock beach from where we are. It's it's very close. It's the Scudic Peninsula.
You play golf there?
I can't imagine.
It's to the right of there. It's another little spit of land.
Yeah, but it's my favorite. It's my favorite portion of land up there.
Do you see water from where you're playing golf?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. I want to see that on TV. Mm-hmm.
But it's like all golf courses up here. Golf courses up here are afterthoughts. You know, a guy decides, that'll look big, a good golf course.
Area,
okay, get the mower.
All right,
and then
there's
like, put a flag there. Gotcha,
all the people that live up there and were founded that area were all working until 30 years ago. They didn't have time for golf. They're all lobstering and fishing.
Well, the people in Scotland in the 1800s were working too, Rob.
No, the Scottish are notoriously lazy.
It didn't prevent them from doing that, so I'm out there and I'll do this, and just like I did my work yesterday, we'll get her done, and then it's just been a busy time. There are certain times when you can get a little head cold, and
yes.
I spent my one day, not yesterday but the day before, where I was I literally finished the show, went into bed, and stayed in bed all day, and that was the only day of the week I could do that, because we are talking about breaking down a studio.
Yes.
We are talking about power washing, and by the way, power washing is the one bit of manual labor that I fancy myself as skillful at, I think anybody can do it, and anybody can do it well. I think that's why Joe Ardinger excelled
at it.
I think that's why he was able to do it. It's just, it's really, really good to
and,
do.
And it's a great washing. Immediate return, because you see the stuff look clean right away. Now, question, the last time we talked power washing with you, I believe there was an issue with either an electric or gas power washer that had to be returned?
This one is, I borrowed this one from my lobsterman buddy, Zach.
Of course. And, this is a commercial grade.
Yeah, so Zach brought his, and Zach's, man, let me just describe gasoline, his power washer. His power washer has been around. He's power washed for years. Mm-hmm. I think this thing is probably 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe even 10 years old.
Wow.
And this thing ran like a champ. This is a man who knows how to take care of his gear, his stuff. Yeah. And it's like my
Never
you know,
broke
my
his
stuff,
iPhone.
He never broke his iPhone. Stop it.
Probably and doesn't so have an iPhone. But probably has an Android.
Oh, he's got an iPhone. I think he's got. Zach is Mr. Text.
Yeah.
He texts like we text all the time.
Text.
So I used this and it was really, really terrific. And I power washed everything and I did a really, really nice job with it. And then I got this little spray, which was kind of a deck surface spray. And the spray that I put the water on and it was fantastic. And then.
Did you power wash your actual house or just like flat surfaces on the ground?
Flat surfaces. I around the deck. I've got that, what do you call it? That it's not Trex.
Hot tub?
It's a cheaper Trex. The decking is not wood.
It's a man-made material.
It's a man-made polymer. Yes. Because it's a space-age polymer.
Plastic is what they call it.
That lasts for years and years. The only problem is I only made one mistake. The power washer, if you get to a regular painted surface,
yes.
the paint's gone.
And I
had that happen. Where, yeah. So I'm like going, and then it hits the little slat on the mm-hmm. railing.
Yes.
And it goes, and it makes the actual sound of the paint removing. Oh, look at that. Oh, I did that really well. This is power washing a synthetic deck and then hitting the real paint. Oh, look what happened. You like that? That was good. I'll do that
I've
again.
Done that. I know exactly what you're doing.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's the one we're putting really on the terrible. CD.
I'm going to have to turn that seat around.
I did a pretty good job. And then Carla was nice enough to take the furniture that I power washed a little bit of because I have plastic everything.
Yeah.
And that's my whole world. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm an advocate for plastic homes.
Plastic homes. Let me ask you this.
Up here in Maine, my siding is vinyl.
Yep.
My trim is vinyl.
Lasts you longer than anything else.
It's absolutely a delight. I have vinyl decking. I put vinyl stairs in the front of the house there. Vinyl.
When my father, Horny Bob Spiewak, built his beach home, he went with all of that stuff like that. And he said, son, I'll never have to paint this. You'll never have to paint this. Robert might have to make a repair when he's old. And that was his whole thing when he built the house.
It's absolutely true. Oh. You know, it's okay. I'm fine with that.
From 5 feet away, it looks like wood siding and a red tin roof. That's all you
absolutely.
That's all
Mike, I don't care if I'm faking it.
I've done this. Do you ever write your initials or your name with the power washer?
Not with the power washer.
I'm like,
no, I do that with something else.
Yeah. In the snow.
And I don't do that anymore anyway because I'm down in Florida in the winter. Yeah. Unless I've really got a powerful stream and I can put it in the mud. You do that with snow.
You're going to go out and write my name in the mud?
That's right. Write my name in the mud. That should be fine.
A form of meditation if you have a really dirty surface.
Mm-hmm.
Power washing. Yeah. A form of meditation.
I knew a guy that I went to Marist College with, a guy named Yarmo. He had a dirty surface, but that's a really long story.
For another time.
Right there. It's another day.
Did he write his name?
No, he couldn't. he was a junior, but he couldn't write. He could eat a Jack Taco from Jack in the Box, though, that's for sure. I don't know where the hell I'm going today. I'm all drugged up.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Vicks Corporation for that last paragraph.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's Paulie! And I'm here to talk about Las Vegas, baby! Since UP1 sold out the TMOS live show so fast, well, the very next day, Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s. It involves a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and somebody getting whacked. Everybody gets to guess who the killer is. So go on Saturday,
November bathroom.
3rd at the Zappos Council Chamber Theater. For tics, click on the banner on the Mike O'Mara website.
The banner.
And now let's get back to the man who always has an alibi, Mike O'Mara.
There you go, Paulie. I love Paulie. Paulie's a controversial figure in our listening audience, but I love Paulie.
He's not divisive, but he's polarizing.
He is polarizing, and I'm not sure why. Someday we'll have to discuss that.
I adore him.
I like Paulie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. You need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. You see, Mark Livingstone has a way of cooking that chicken deep down.
No, that's not what he does.
To get that extra crisp. That
oh, no,
have.
That's not what he does, Harlan.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's he's a lender.
Yes.
Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with you. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making much less money and loosening guidelines to compete more aggressively. So even if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or a refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can't do it, nobody can. Mm. That's the fact,
Jack. That's the truth.
Call Cornerstone First right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Woo. And Oscar's mother would send them fricassee or whatever that is. Chicharrón. Fill that house with chicharrón. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com. We had a great time at that party. Or call 202 625-1221. Mention Timos and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, great to be here.
Much better.
So you think just a few notes on the CNN coverage, which I've been watching, of Hurricane Florence,
yes.
Which is now, as we tape this program early on Friday morning, churning, really moving slowly, like 5 miles an hour. And they're getting tons of rain. They're evacuating New Bern, South Carolina. Is it South Carolina? Yeah, so I think it's South Carolina.
I think New Bern is North Carolina. I think
is it North Carolina?
My car broke down there once.
Why don't I look?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. So anyway, they're doing this, and they're... I understand they have to alert people, and they have to let people know how bad it really is, but... Once again, this Chad Myers guy is just, we get it. Just dial it down. Give us the facts. We know that the facts in and of themselves are enough without having to raise your voice or scream.
Oh, I hate the yelling. The yelling is
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So there are a lot of people that I was stunned to see certain people on the beach yesterday during the coverage with children. If you're a Yahoo adult that wants to go down there and put yourself in the path of this thing, that's one thing. But when you do this, I have to back up the people on CNN. When you're doing this, and then you get yourself into a situation because you're just curious, George, and you want to go to a beach and look at big waves,
right?
And then you end up getting boned when everybody else is trying to get out, or you can't get out, or
literally
they put
stuck,
a curfew
yeah.
down, and you're stuck, and you've got a 5 or a 6 or a 7 or a 10-year-old. You're a dope.
Yep.
You're a moron, and you should be really thinking about. But people don't really realize that, and it's very, very scary.
It's selfish.
And,
it's selfish.
Yeah.
It's pure selfish.
And because this is as far as the wind is concerned, not the most devastating winds in this hurricane, but what it is the water and the rain they're going to get that's going to cause the rivers, the streams, the tributaries to flood. And people are ignoring that. So I really do hope that people are paying attention to that and our friends down there. And I have many friends down there. Our good friend John Harris is a Myrtle Beach guy. I don't know if he got out or not, but I wish him the very, very best. Yes, Oscar
Mike, Santana. You said something before the show, and it struck a chord to me where you said, if you've lived this with you, which you live in an area that is in Hurricane Alley. It's you've been through it.
Right.
For the majority of the country and the world, when you see this coverage, there is a layer of you want to be informed. It's something new to you. It's an event.
But it's entertainment. Don't make no mistake.
But
they know it's entertainment.
Oh, yeah. People that live there are within striking distance. You said it's completely different. And they should be aware.
And that is why last year I put this guy, Jim Farrell, on our show, the meteorologist.
I believe it was 1 year ago yesterday, actually, that we talked to him.
That we had him on.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim gave us all the same information you get from CNN, but there was no screaming. There was no hyping. You don't need to hype. What I want when you're
that's
in
a good,
there,
a good, the hype is the thing that makes it.
Yeah, and the
tedious.
Coverage, by the way, the coverage for everybody. Let me tell you what people in the Carolinas are watching the news for right now. People in the you're watching the news for any good news you can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
And that is completely lost on national news shows. They could give a rat's ass. Now, with that said, people are going to say, well, Mike, you don't have good news. Yeah, you do. And Jim Farrell's was that if we were going to take the direct hit from Hurricane Irma, that the mountains of Cuba were going to lessen the intensity. And he was absolutely right about that.
Nailed it.
Did it still cause massive flooding? Did it still cause massive power outages? Yes, all the bad stuff happened, but at least you were getting that ray of sunshine, because that's what you want to hear. I'm not saying fake good news. You don't do that, especially with the rain event they're talking about. I don't dispute that for 1 second, that they're going to get 20 inches of rain in certain areas, and it's going to cause widespread, devastating flooding. I don't doubt that. But you don't need to scream it at us all the time. I like measured. I like controlled. This is for the people that are living that. The people that are really, really riveted to this. For us, it's a sideshow. For me, yeah, up here in Maine, I'm watching it. Yeah, am I curious about my flying situation this weekend and what that's going to... Yeah, but it's not like living down in the Carolinas. And what frustrates me is the screaming and the screaming and the screaming and the voice raising. You can be standing in wader boots next to a parking garage where the floodwaters are coming in, and you can communicate what you need to communicate without screaming. And, you know, and a lot of these people have gotten this system down, and it frustrates me. And there are certain people that are very, very, very measured. I'll give Chris Cuomo, who I think Chris Cuomo is one of the gold standards. I really, really do. He tells you all the stuff you need to do, but he's not getting frantic, and he's a very folksy kind of guy. I love watching that guy. I think he's really terrific. But when you get people like Chad Myers on CNN, who immediately wants to go into this mode, let me show. This is a wall of water that's going to come in. We don't need that, pal. What you need to be is measured. So I know I've been harping on that all week. I hope that.
I love that you're communicating the point, because with all the stuff that the people in the Carolinas are facing and going through right now, the last thing they need is someone yelling at them.
Well,
be kind.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And just, I think, as opposed to again and again and again, and in many cases, they will take the worst video. When I say the worst video, that's what they call the best video.
The most sensational video, yeah.
If you've got a wave crashing through a house, and God forbid your house is being lost out on the coastline, and you can show that, and they show it over and over
on a loop
and over again. I always just err on the side of the guy like Jim Farrell, who just provided people with the information they needed to get. And that's what I think that's what the news should be doing right now, but it doesn't. This is really a great example of, you know, get the word out where people can go, what they can do. And they say, well, that's the local. I think everybody ought to do that. So my heart goes out to those people. I've lived that. This is a very different type of situation, because when you watch a storm that's now only a cat one or two, and you're watching it just crawl 5 miles an hour. It is dumping rain, and it is going to be a big deal. They know about water now. They're able to tell people what's going to happen.
Well, President Trump said the coverage for the last hurricane was much better.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to hear our discussion about that guy, we talk about
episode of Political
Persuasion. We talk about
this week.
Him in Puerto Rico and everything. And if you want to get that fixed, Political Persuasions is out and available now, and we would love you to check it out. We're trying to bump up our viewers and our listeners on Political Persuasions.
And so check out the video presentation.
YouTube
looks great.
Check that out. We're looking forward to that. So it is back to crazy land for me. And
time of departure on Sunday?
We're
way
crack
early.
Of dawn. We'll be leaving this house at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning, and we will be driving to the airport and flying, I think, at 6 a.m.
Whoa!
So we will be getting out of Dodge and then connecting through Newark, the prettiest town in New Jersey.
That's a gorgeous. 11. Are you going to have time to lunch there and see the sights?
I always love to visit friends.
Yeah, take the ghost tour of Newark. Yeah. It's very nice. So. In old
town, literally have been looking. I've been looking at weather maps, and I'm like, "Going, they're gonna go left or right? They're gonna go They can go high or low, fly under it. No, yeah, that's the key. We'll see. I'll keep you posted. You'll know if I'm back here doing a show on Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't quite work out. That's
big
the
yellow
way,
raincoat.
The way she goes. Yeah, I'll be done with this show today, and it will not be breaking down the studio. It'll be calling the airlines. That's the way that goes. Yeah. Right. So anyway, looking forward to that. We will take a break. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, it is Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Ready.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Roll it!
Do it! Yeah! Oh, please!
5,000 subscribers! The Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube is now 5,000 strong, and it's all because of you. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting for? Go to the Mike O'Mara Show channel now on YouTube, tap that bell, and you'll get alerts when a new show is posted. You can even watch it live, weekdays with the other P1s, and comment on the fun. On-demand comedy from the TMOS YouTube channel. 5,000 strong, marching towards 10,000.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Extra, extra, read all about it. Actually, there's no need to read. Just listen, please. Did you know that in formal standard German, the word extra is a prefix attached to a following noun? In colloquial German, however, it is often treated like a real adjective. For example, Das ist ein ganz extra Rezept von meiner Mutter. Which, of course, means, did I give you what you wanted, Mr. Spielberg?
This is so great.
Which, of course, means, this is a very special recipe of my mother's. Das ist ein ganz extra Rezept von meiner Mutter.
I didn't even know we were calling Mrs. Z today.
That proves that even overseas, everybody loves extra. So why not treat yourself to some extra TMOS? The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is a sixth episode that we record, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. You get extra fun and extra laughs, and that's extra good. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes an extra great gift. Spread some cheer, extra style, bonus show style, everywhere style, chicarone style. Plus, you'll get access to all the bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's the best way to help, isn't that right, Christopher?
Woo, that's a bingo.
So and she had a sandwich in the car.
She had a sandwich in the car. Quit sucking, Clink, and get the TMOS bonus show.
And now, without further ado, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
A review and comment on the news, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The reviews, I'm sorry, the views, I say it every week. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizenry of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, I give you Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Oscar, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
It's about time that manufacturers started catering to those of us who don't want to have to stop drinking just to get ready to go out. Urban Outfitters just started selling a new product, Oscar, called Sipsky Shower Wine Glass Holder.
Ooh.
Sipsky.
It is a waterproof device that holds a wine glass, and it suctions on the wall of your shower.
Hey!
So now you can take your glass of wine into the shower. This takes pre-gaming to a whole new level.
It really does.
You can take your wine glass into the shower and have a safe, secure place to put it while you use shampoo. If you want one, you can pre-order it for $15, and they're set to ship in November, just in time for the holidays!
Gentlemen, a shower soda. This is what I like to call it, is a shower beer for me.
Yeah.
And I know that Rob hates it. He absolutely hates it.
I don't like it.
There's
like
something
like
fantastic about being at the beach or on vacation and having a mixed drink or a soda, or in this case, a glass of wine, if that's what you're into,
yes,
in the shower. Now, the key is this. Depending on how big the shower is and how big the person in the shower is, that you put, just like you would anything else that you don't want to get wet, like your phone, if you're going to watch TV while you're in the shower,
right,
because now they're waterproof, or if you want to have a drink, you put it at the far end. if you can suction it like a Garfield doll to the wall, why not?
Okay, he's for it. He's for it. Rob and I are against it.
You know, because you're going to eventually, it's going to get soapy, and you're going to break it, and you're going to step, you're going to cut your foot open, you're going to bleed, and you're going to die.
Yeah, for the love of God, use a plastic wine.
Please.
That's just my idea. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar Forbes has a list of the 22 highest paid rappers over the past year. Here is the list. I will give you the top five, and I welcome your commentary because I know you enjoy this this genre. Number five, J. Cole. Do you know him? 35.5 mil.
That's low in my book, but I don't know J. Cole. I'd be lying otherwise.
Number four, Drake, 47 million.
Oh, God, the kids sexy love Drake.
You know, he's Canadian.
Number three, Kendrick Lamar, 58 million.
Woo! Kendrick Lamar, I don't know where all his calories go. Maybe it's all that performing. He's the skinniest guy I've ever seen that raps.
Number two, believe it or not, Diddy, 64 million. Is he still making real
it's
music?
It's all that
out there?
Ciroc money, Mike.
Yeah. The vodka. Yeah. The vodka that he's got. And number one, Jay-Z with $76.5 million, Mr. Powers.
Jay-Z, a man who cheated on Beyonce, allegedly, spun that into Beyonce's Lemonade song.
Yes.
And then doubled down on, we're getting back together, we'll make another album to prove how much we love each other. Not just a mogul, but also a magician.
Ta-da!
He is a magician. As far as his performing, how do you rate him as an onstage rapper? What do you
Have I ever shared the story? Maybe I have. I was able, when I worked at WHFS, Heritage Rock Station, what they would do at the HF Festival annually, huge national music festival, they would have a non-traditional artist come and play.
I remember.
Jay-Z was one of them, was stage left with a handful of WHFS employees and program directors, watched him perform. It was dynamic. And then 10 years later, I got a story from our friend Dominique Foxworth, who was in Atlanta having a meeting with Jay-Z. And he said they had roughly a 45-minute meeting. Somebody came in from the backstage. They were at the Georgia Dome at that time.
Okay.
Oh, so he had a meeting with them before he was going to perform?
Yes. So you would think that somebody's that's about to walk on stage would need some time to prep or anything like that.
Mentally, at least.
There was a business meeting had. Then a stagehand comes, gives him a microphone. He walks through two curtains, and then he goes, I didn't realize we're so close to the stage. Walks on stage and the performance starts.
Oh, that's kind of cool. There he is, Mogul Jay-Z, ladies and gentlemen.
And also, doesn't he have he has a big stake in producing as well. He's had his hands on so
absolutely.
Many records.
Rockefeller Records. Yeah. He owns a piece of the Brooklyn Nets.
You sounded so tragically white just then.
Mike, if the shoe fits.
What's your favorite Jay-Z song?
Crazy in Love, the big smash hit from 1998.
Isn't that a Beyonce song?
You shook your head again. You've been doing the Ed Helms head shake all day today. It started and it's been the whole thing. Crazy in Love. He loves it when he gets me. I tried to set him up there.
It's similar to a feeling of someone raising a pistol and missing you.
I did miss. Why don't you turn the tables? Ask me what my favorite one is.
What's your favorite Jay-Z song?
All of them. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar, you may not watch Netflix every day, but those 10-hour binge-watching sessions really add up. A new study found, by the way, I binged, the last one I bet was Cold Justice. I've been talking about that again. I binged that on Netflix. A new study found if you add up all the time you spend watching Netflix, it averages out to 1 hour and 11 minutes per day. That's 434 hours a year or 18 entire days, and it might not sound too unreasonable, except that it's approximately twice as much time as we spend with our family and four times more than we spend exercising. What's your take on this, Oscar?
Listen, people, if you multitask, watch away. Watch whatever you want. You can cook your Blue Apron meal while you watch your Netflix shows. My wife does that, probably adds a good 15 minutes to the process because she's watching the show and not cooking. Daddy's hungry in another room, but I'm okay with it. She's got to watch her shows. She's making dinner. It's fine. If you're on the treadmill, you want to lose some weight, take a deep dive in a series you don't know about. Mm-hmm. Walk on that or do use elliptical. It's on your iPad. If you're just sitting there watching the shows, that is a waste of your time.
All right, yes. That's words to live by. Amen. Absolutely. 100%.
I agree.
To the finish line. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Now, I'm talking about me, not you, pal. According to a new study, Oscar. out of Harvard University. If music has ever given you goosebumps and made the hairs on your arm stand up, that's actually a sign that you're thriving. The researchers found that about 55% of people that had that strong of an emotional connection to music were more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and even wealthier. They also found that women were more likely to get goosebumps from music than men, and for most people, it happens quickly, like during the first minute of the song. Now, are they using the specific reaction of goosebumps, or are they just saying a visceral emotional reaction?
Sounds to me, if they're talking about the hair standing up on your arms, it sounds to me like it's a physical reaction that they're calling her.
Music isn't the only thing that gives people that reaction. 25% of them said when someone says, I love you for the first time. 23% said when their child was born. 16% had them when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding. I think we're three very emotional people. That might be a common connective tissue.
I get goosebumps all the time. When you do Barack Obama, I get goosebumps.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm thriving, absolutely. But I'm not wealthy.
Thank you. You're listening to
Oscar's Day.
Oscar, finally, cops arrested a 20-year-old.
I thought you said that was the last one. My bad.
Oh, no. No,
he said,
sorry,
this is the last one.
Ah, okay.
You got goosebumps now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Rob might gets be a goosebumps on Friday when the closing bell hits. That's it. It's like, get me away from them for 2 days, please.
Yes.
Please remove me from those bastards.
But then again,
for 2 days.
That's a quality we all share.
Yes, that's true.
And Rob has a heavy lift with the guys at it because we're getting the counter resurfaced.
That's
here
right.
In the studio.
Yeah, the studio is getting a major overhaul. Friday was the only day we could do this.
It's going to be like operation in here.
It is. Right. Remove his spare ribs for $100.
I can't wait to see all the new stuff on Monday. I'm looking
forward to that. New.
It's going to be great.
And now our final Oscars take.
Oscars take.
Cops arrested 20-year-old Carlos Salvador, Oscar, over the weekend.
My peoples.
Carlos was naked from the waist down when a witness spotted him around 2:30 a.m. over the weekend inside a 24-hour laundromat. I've had four of these stories this week.
Okay.
They found him 24-hour laundromat, 2:30 a.m. In a 911 call, the witness reported that the male suspect was in that state and was doing something with his hand out in the open with nothing on below the waist. When police arrived at the laundromat, Salvador was seated inside and he was watching pornography on his phone.
Okay.
During police questioning, Salvador reportedly admitted to previously doing that in public, saying that it helps with his anxiety. That is, I welcome your take on Salvador's situation, perhaps from a Latin perspective.
It's tough. Mike, it's tough at times to...
easy to grin.
There isn't a language barrier. We're passionate people. So at times, I give my guys a pass. I hate when I go into a 7-Eleven and I see... especially my people, because I feel like we represent each other, a level of disrespect to the beautiful ladies that walk into a 7-Eleven.
Sure.
I'm like, come on, at least do that in private. Yeah. This guy has taken essentially the Donald Duck to a different level. Yeah. And the Donald Duck is just shirt, no pants. And to do it in public is absolutely not acceptable. The only thing I accept is the fact that you're technically multitasking because you weren't just watching, you were doing something.
It's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got your thing in your hand. But the man who can smile is the man who's worthwhile at the laundromat.
24
is one. Anyway, there we go. Thank you. Thank you. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break and come back with our final audio vault of the week with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Inform, intelligence, irreverence, political persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Fritz from Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I break down Hurricane Trump and the politics of Florence. Plus, do Democrats really have a shot at taking the Senate? Tune into Political Persuasions. Find out.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are very happy to... Oh, hold on. Somebody said, Mr. President, it's great to have...
Oh, wow.
Take the microphone.
Thank you, Mike. Just wanted to mention, if you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we've added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more fun. Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s. I hope you get a chance to come out there, especially all you lovely ladies.
Ladies, yes.
Wear your cocktail dresses. Please do. I hope you like that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I didn't realize he was up in Maine.
That's pretty amazing
it
stuff.
Is, it
really is.
Is. Timing.
Back to the 80s is a hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
Murder!
Upcoming shows, we're going to have Justin Schlegel from 98 Rock. He's going to pop in on our podcast. It's going to be a lot of fun. He's the star of the show. Also, Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson are in it. We're going to be in the audience.
Yes.
We're going to be on stage. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. But the real star of this show is you. How are we doing with this murder mystery? We sell this thing out yet? We sell this puppy
Mike,
out yet?
Reminding
what's going on?
People what was going on is key to what we've done. There's been a bump in ticket sales.
Okay.
We're going to get there. We're going to get sold out by the time we get there, if not sooner than later. We are moving the meter.
Well, they got to know, Mike, it's the place to be. That's the place to be Saturday night.
Let me tell you about this. This is the night after we do our live show that is sold out. If you didn't get tickets for that show, you can get into this one. We're going to be there, and it's Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. We're in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. We are going to be there. All the guys are there. So you're going to get a lot of fun out of this, and select audience members get to play parts
yes.
in the show.
In the show. They chose you.
Show. Out of all the people in the audience, they chose you.
Come hang with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s, drink, laugh, solve, and murder. See you in November, November 3rd in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And I really, at one point, because of the way we've been promoting it with the real star is you, at some point that night, I will say, he has his father's eyes. That's what I want to say.
I like that.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. It is Friday, September 14, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
I don't say it enough. We have the most talented listeners that contribute stuff to our show. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorites, I don't like
we to. We don't say it enough.
I don't, wanna, right. I don't want to play favorites, but Mike Pollack knocks it out of the park
man.
Every time. And Oscar said, has he done anything lately? And I reached out to him. And
thank you.
And I said, you know, if you have anything. And he said, I prepared something for you. He was on I think he was on cold medicine too, is what he said when he did
okay,
this.
Okay, very good.
And he says he might have fudged some of the details, but I love the presentation. Do you know the Leroy Van Dyke song, The Auctioneer?
Yeah. Oh, and then
Mike Pollack, this is the new Mike Pollack record entitled The Podcasteer. And it debuts now on The Mike O'Mara Show.
There was a show in Washington, kicked to the beach, thought they were done. The broadcast biz can be kind of cruel. They saw that podcasts were all the rage. They knew they had to take the stage. They could take their place among the best. They found out pretty rapidly that startups don't happen easily, and the bottom line turned red instead of green. They said, oh my, it's do or die. We've got to keep our profits high. Maybe we should try that new crowdfunding thing. $25 bid now, $30, 30, will they give me 30? Make it 30, bid in the form of $30, will they give me 30? Who'll bid a $30 bid? $30 bid now, $35, will it give me 35? We make 35, a bid of 35. Who will it bid it at a $35 bid?
Great. This is fantastic.
They tried to raise a lot of dough. It started with a bonus show. Sold fruitcakes and they went out on the road. New advertisers were added on. Set up a link on Amazon, but they still could not avoid their money fears.
Target.
So the only thing that's left to do is open up their hands to you, asking plain and simple, can you spare some change? Help lessen their disparity, just give a little charity. You can help preserve TMOS.
As it again.
$45 bid, another $50, 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid in the form of $50, will they give me 50, who'll bid a $50 bid? $50 bid now, 55, will they give me 55, to make it 55, bid a 55, save that show with a $50 bill.
That's Mike Pollack.
Man.
Oh my God, we got
holy S.
I love
nothing
so
makes
cool.
us happier, Mike. Well done. Fantastic.
Damn, I told him last night, I said I have a new favorite thing.
Very cool.
To Paulie in Brooklyn, Jim Amato, all the people, we got to make, you know, I got to, really, what an
he's all
place.
Around.
Marvelous.
He's all around. I couldn't say it better myself.
Speaking
let's
of which.
Let's go to the laundromat together.
Speaking of which, let's talk a little less Moonves. Last night on Big Brother, they did not mention the scandal. Julie Chen was on, and it was totally not even touched upon until she did her sign-off on Big Brother. She doesn't normally sign off this way.
From outside the Big Brother house with Brent, I'm Julie Chen Moonves. Good night.
She's Julie Chen Moonves now.
Okay.
You're showing them.
That's an F you.
Yeah. It is. Absolutely.
That's an F you to everybody saying, wow. Now, you know what?
And then hey, look, sang The Auctioneer.
That's not just really. Weird.
That is weird.
That's weird, but I mean, it's also probably something
it's
that's
weird that she
probably
didn't...
causing controversy for her, you know? And, you know, I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted.
That was probably not her idea. That's my feeling.
Really? You think it's scammy? Huh?
No, I think it would be, you know, it would be great tonight, honey, when you sign off on Big Brother.
Oh, you think Les did it?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
It would just be nice. Don't you think that would be nice?
You wouldn't have that job without me.
It's true. It's very true.
What do you think, Oscar? It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that she says that.
I think I said it earlier this week. We would find out if she really was into it for the money or for the fame or for the love.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that she's still... I might be old-fashioned, but the reason why you work in my eyes is, if you're lucky, it's because you love something.
Passion.
Yeah, you have passion for it. But if your husband is burned and you feel it's unjust and you continue working for that network because you still want to be on television, that's my viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It just rubs me the wrong way. Because she could have walked away from
the wrong way. I think it rubs everyone the wrong way.
Because in order for her to show, if somebody's going to look at it that way, loyalty for your husband, which she is showing, you unfortunately are flipping off all the women that brought these allegations against your husband.
What about the victims?
And bigger picture, all the women that are involved in the this Me Too movement. And it's not cool.
There's no crime into not doing or saying anything. It wasn't necessary.
Or just saying, that's it, he's gone.
That would have been ideal, but I'm saying if she had to do it.
It's weird.
Yeah, don't stir it up.
It's weird. And not getting a lot of play. I didn't see anything about it this morning. So.
I was shocked when I heard it.
Very strange.
This surprised me, but the math checks out. Yesterday was Conan O'Brien's 25th anniversary of his first show NBC. 25 years of Conan. He celebrated by showing Best Of, but he did a video.
I wish that Conan was on another network.
I wish he was a little funnier, too. I think sometimes I just tune in and he gets so close to being great sometimes, and then he doesn't quite make it. Maybe it's because you have to go find him on TBS. Maybe that's part of it.
No, I think with Conan forever, I think he's a brilliant mind, and I think his bits are brilliant, but he has never been... there's one gold standard right now, and that's Jimmy Kimmel. I think Jimmy Kimmel is the gold standard. The most natural man on television of all of them. Fallon, Kimmel, James Corden.
Oh, James Corden makes me want to shoot my TV out.
Stephen Colbert has the kind of the one act. Stephen Colbert is very comfortable on camera as well.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Kimmel strikes me as a throwback, as a pure broadcaster. And what I love about Kimmel more than any of the other guys, not only is he at ease, Kimmel loves his guests.
He does.
Kimmel loves to see his guests shine, and that's why they all do shine on that show. And, I just think he's the gold standard right now.
This is kind of neat. Conan is redesigning his website, put up his first episode yesterday, but eventually, in the next few months, he's going to put his entire archive online.
Smart.
You can watch every show digitally, so that's what Conan's up to. Mike, I saved this for you. I think in the back of my mind, one of your favorite Queen songs is Killer Queen, right?
Absolutely. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with the laser beam, blah, 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 blah.
I've never heard this before, and this was a goosebump moment for me when I heard this on YouTube. Because of the release of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, they're releasing some of Freddie Mercury's isolated vocals. And you get to hear truly...
These are fun to listen to.
Listen to this. If you thought this record was great with music, just focus on his voice. This will blow your mind.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
What blew my mind about it, not just the purity and the clarity of his voice.
Who was coughing in the middle of that song?
That was Brian May. Not really.
No one's going to hear that in post, Mike. We'll be fine.
Okay.
But the thing that blew my mind, you know what? His phrasing is so unique.
Do you have a cold too like I do?
Oh, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
He's such a trooper.
He is.
He doesn't talk about it like I do.
No. Well, he doesn't have the Vicks.
Then again, incidentally, if you're that way inclined.
Anyway, I just thought his phrasing, his voice, and just the fact that's no auto-tune, that's just hit and record and play.
Vocalist with control. That's what it's all about. And that's the key to great opera singers. Yep. It's the key to great singers. It's the control of it. That's what's spectacular. And I had no idea that Oscar also had a cold. And here I am bitching about my cold for the entire show, and he doesn't say a word. That makes me feel like less of a man.
No, you're good. Mike, to me, you will always be a true man named Mike O'Mara Moonves.
Do you Dayquil it? Thank you. Do you Dayquil it?
Dayquil makes me too loopy to actually have intelligent conversations, so I can't do that.
Yeah, well, it's
try
a short,
Dayquil.
Short trip
try,
for you.
If you still have your cold, cold on Monday, Papa Date, we'll both have Dayquil. We'll have a blast.
I love it.
The show will just explode.
Worlds will collide.
It's going to explode.
It'll be fantastic.
But anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you.
That is it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. To all our friends in the Carolinas, tough weekend for you. Hang in there. Our thoughts are with you from all of us at TMOS. If you've got a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.